everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Lucky Dip Podcast. I think we are finally in double digit numbers. If I'm not mistaken, this should be episode number 10. And on the 10th episode, we have a very special guest who I'll introduce in 1 second. But if you're new to the podcast, Lucky Dip Podcast is all about gaming, business, hanging out with friends. My name's Jordan, and I'm a co-founder of Cryus Gaming. And I just graduated from Mount Royal University with a broadcasting degree. So that's kind of what this podcast is a little bit about. Today is exciting, though, because we have the second member of our Rocket League team that was announced, I think, last week or maybe the week before. Time gets away from me. Today, we have Gary. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much, Jordan. It's a pleasure to be here, and I can't wait to see what we have in store for today's episode.
Oh, we love to see that. Thank you for hopping on the pod today. I really appreciate it because, you know, hey, I don't mind doing some episodes by myself, but sometimes I like having a guest on and I like to get to know you guys and let you guys talk. You're in the spotlight. You're the guest today. How does that feel?
Sure.
Does it feel pretty good?
Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm shaking my boots.
kidding. You should be. It's going to be, we're going to get right down into it. Okay. We're going to talk scandals. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have that yet, which is good.
Not yet. Maybe one day when we're huge.
Exactly.
We're playing against energy and we steal their players.
Exactly. When we're in the RLCS, that'll be the day.
Yeah.
When we're actually getting paid. That's the ideal.
One day.
Exactly. All right. So before we get into some stuff, let's just talk about you for a little bit. Do you want to go into a little bit about where you grew up, things you're interested in, things like that?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm from good old Winnipeg, Manitoba. I've been here my entire life, lived in the same house all my life. So Winnipeg is it's where my roots are. I graduated from Vincent Massey High School in 2017. So I am now 22 years old.
Nice.
Currently at Red River College doing architectural engineering. So I'm working right now and grinding Rocket League in the evening. So that's pretty much my life right now. I guess one of my other hobbies aside from gaming is riding motorcycles. I got a CBR 1000 big boy bike. So
I didn't know you rode.
I've been riding since I can't remember now. It's been a while. I think I got my license 2017 or 2018, one of those summers. And I started on a little CBR 300, made like 28 horsepower. But honestly, man, on two wheels, that's all you need to have a good time. Like you don't
really,
you don't need anything crazy.
No,
to
that's
have a good
fair.
Time on two wheels.
Dude, yeah, I don't know. That's so cool. Cause like I've always, like my dad, for example, he's always ridden motorbikes and stuff. He's at Harleys. He's at everything.
Nice.
And I always think it's so cool. And I've always kind of wanted to do it. My mom used to do it too. And then she like got in a little accident, she just drove off the road. I don't know. In like some back roads. So then ever since then she's like, you can't do it. And I'm like, I know, but I kind of want to. So we'll see.
If you're on the fence about it, obviously my opinion is biased.
Of course.
But like, you got to do it, man. It was honestly one of the best decisions I've made in my life. Like,
do you like,
it's just,
no, you finish that. No, you finish.
It's just like, you know, driving to and from work is normally like
boring,
you know, not a great part of the day. You know, you're driving to work and you're like, ugh, well, this sucks. I'm going to work. But you know, when you wake up in the morning and you know that you have your motorcycle to ride to work, it's a reason to wake up and be excited for the day. And it just kind of, you know, changed how I thought about, I don't know.
Does that mean then that you ride that exact, like in the summer and stuff, is that your primary vehicle? Like that's what you take to work and everything?
I uninsure my car over the summer.
Oh, really?
Main my motorcycle, yeah.
That's actually pretty smart. Do you, you ride in the rain and everything, right? Then it doesn't really bother you?
Yeah, I mean, I still live with my family, so we have a ton of cars.
That's fair.
Like, if it's a torrential downpour, then yeah, I'll steal a car. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But, I mean, a little drizzle here and there is fine.
Yeah. No, that's cool, because I always had the vision when I was back in a university. I always thought how cool it'd be, because, again, going to school and stuff. It's such a long, it was such a long drive for me. I live in North Calgary, and school I went to is way down south. It was, it's about a half hour, 45 minutes to get there, like with no traffic. And I was like, dude, if I was riding a bike, that'd be the coolest thing. Yeah. I never did it, but it, I can still do it. I don't know. That's cool.
Though. It's never too late. Yeah, it's never too late.
Yeah, exactly. So motorbikes, Rocket League, and architectural engineering, fancy. I don't know if it's engineering. What exactly are you in school for?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's architectural engineering technology. Okay. So, you know, I'm not an architect, but I'm also not an engineer. I'm kind of the middleman in between that.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, the architect would sort of get the base idea and the foundation of, you know, what the building is kind of going to be about, and give us like the specifications and whatnot and what the building needs to be. And then I would be the one to prepare all of the plans, basically do all of the heavy lifting in between that part. And the engineer would, you know, stamp off and review the plans and make sure everything's good.
Okay.
And that's basically the gist of it.
Yeah. No, that's cool though. Is that something you've always been like interested in doing, or was that like more of a recent thing? You're like, hey, I kind of think I'm going to go into this.
Well, I mean, as a, like when I was younger, I always loved, you know, building stuff, and, you know, like Lego was the goat that like absolutely loved Lego, and anything that you could build really was interesting to me. And obviously, you know, building buildings is the, like, I don't know, the epitome, the apex of that. Yeah. The epitome of that. So yeah, it's kind of, I wasn't exactly sure what I wanted to do coming out of high school, or, you know, going through high school. So, you know, I just kind of looked back at my childhood, I guess, and you know, that was definitely one of my bigger interests. So I decided to just follow that.
Yeah.
And
interesting.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, so no, far, that's really cool. No, that's interesting. Even that stuff, that's why I'm saying I like when we all, when I get to have guests on the podcast, and especially you guys, because, like, you know, we've all known each other for, I don't know, probably about a month now, but there's still, usually we're just talking Rocket League or watching streams or, you know, gaming. So some of the stuff is more fun to dig into in a podcast, right? Because we just get to hang out for a little bit and just chat. I guess on that note, kind of around Rocket League, did you always play Rocket League, or were there, like, did you always game? Like, can you go into a bit of the gaming side of growing up? Were you always into it? Did you play other games? When did you get into Rocket League? I know it's a lot of questions.
Oh, no. I mean, these are the important questions.
These are the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah. So I started gaming, oh, man, I think I was probably like 8. It was when the Nintendo DS came out.
Nice.
Yeah. Nintendo DS was my first
console,
I guess, I think.
I would count
that. Or
maybe
it was the PS2. It was the PS2 or the DS. I forget which one came first.
I don't remember. I don't know.
I want to say it was the DS, but anyways, I got the DS, and alongside the DS, I got Pokemon Diamond, and the amount of hours that I poured into that game was a lot. It was the first game I ever played, and it just absolutely hooked me. And so yeah, Pokemon was my first game.
What's your, before we get into Rocket League, what's your favorite Pokemon? Do you have anything that stood out to you when you were a kid?
Oh. That's a tough one.
Even ask it to me, because I can't. Okay. I don't know. I can't answer it. I can't, like, pick.
Like, Metagross is pretty dope.
Ooh, yes, sir.
He's always, he's pretty sick. Rayquaza.
Yep.
Garchomp.
Oh, dude.
Pokemon Diamond. He was unreal.
Garchomp.
Yeah, Garchomp was goated.
Yeah.
And if you were lucky enough to get one, a Milotic.
Oh, dude. Okay. Sorry.
Dude, the Feebas grind was.
Dude.
Oh my god.
Okay. Literally. So I never played any of these Pokemon games growing up. When I was a kid, I'd watch the anime and stuff, right? Of course. I mean, I love cartoons and stuff, so I'd always watch that. But I kind of forgot about it. Then, just earlier this year, I started playing Pokemon Go. Okay. I've been grinding for like 3 months, and I was grinding the Feebas, and you have to get... have you played Pokemon Go?
Yeah. I played it when it first came out, and I grinded it for a while, but...
Okay, sure. So when you have to evolve, you have to get candies. In order to get candies, you have to walk a certain amount of kilometers, or you can get rare candies from doing raids and battles and stuff, right? So for one of these research things, you got to evolve the Feebas. And, dude, I worked on this thing. I had it as my buddy for a month. I've walked 200 kilometers with this thing, and I finally evolved it 2 days ago, and now I have.
Dude,
oof.
Pogo is a grind.
It is,
Pogo
dude.
Is a grind.
I just played it earlier today.
Nice. But yeah, in Pokemon Diamond, basically the Feebas grinded, there is just one cave in the entire game where it would spawn. And I think, so it was this little lake inside of a cave, and there was one tile that would be rotating all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget how often it rotated, but basically you had to find the one tile where it was spawning and fish and try to find it. But the spot was always changing, so the chances of you finding it were ridiculously low. And
did you get
one? It took me a long time, but eventually I got one,
Oh, you did? Nice.
Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah. I wish I had that. I wish I had that background of Pokemon, because like now that I'm playing Pokemon Go, I'm like familiar with all this stuff, but I'm only familiar with Pokemon Go. You know what I mean? Like that part of the grind. Right. I never got to experience it on the DS or any of those ones, unfortunately. But that's crazy.
I mean, hey, it's never too late.
I don't know where to get the games.
Even as like an adult now, they're still so fun.
Oh like, yeah. I don't know where to find the game, though. I don't know where to find the game. Because my sister, I found her old DS, okay? So I have the DS. Mm-hmm. It works. I don't know where to find the game. I could find...
Yeah, it's tough.
I don't know.
Honestly, I think the best route is there's emulators that you can download, and you can just download the game. Which, I mean, technically, if you have a solid copy of it already, it's not illegal.
That's fair.
But it's super easy to do it that way.
Yeah.
And then you can get all the cheats super easily as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that's fair. So Pokemon was the first game to grind. What else did you play? Anything else as you grew up a little bit?
Yeah, I think the next big game, well, not super huge, but I loved Ratchet and Clank.
Me too, dude.
On the PS3, Ratchet and Clank slaps.
Oh, I play on PS2. Yeah. One of my favorite games growing up.
Yeah, so good. I had the PSP version was the first one that I
Bro,
played.
Bro, I had a PSP too.
Nice.
I forgot PSPs about that. Lit. Yeah, dude, I didn't have that. I had Star Wars Battlefront on that thing. And,
Battlefront was sick, too.
Do you know that racing game? It wasn't Need for Speed. It was like you just crashed cars.
Gran Turismo?
No, it's like crazy crashes. It was like street racing. I think it was... Oh, it's going to bother me. There was
like that one with Sweet Tooth.
Yeah, see, that's the one. That's it. I just don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
It's in Rocket League, the topper or the car, right?
Yeah. The car is in it.
Dude.
Oh, I forget what it's called.
Crash and Burn or... No. Dude, I don't know. Sorry.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Metal.
Yeah, I think it has metal in it.
It does. Dude, what is that game called?
Okay, I don't know.
While I search it up, continue talking. Yeah. I won't interrupt.
Okay, so I also really loved racing games. So I was really big into Gran Turismo for a while, and I had like the steering wheel and everything, so that was sick,
dude.
Love
that.
Yeah. Oh,
I wish I had
so
it.
Many games where I was like, I'm gonna go pro.
Yeah, I thought that too.
I was like, I'm gonna be a sim racing pro.
Dude, could you imagine though getting a Gran Turismo and you're like training with like F1 guys?
Dude, there was, so Nissan did this thing through Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
Where the fastest racer in Gran Turismo became a professional race car driver for them, which is insane.
Oh my,
could you imagine?
Dude, that'd be insane.
Like, you're just a hardcore gamer, right?
Yes.
Just wannabe racer, and then you actually become a real race car driver. Like, what?
That'd be insane. Insane.
That's nuts.
I remember that. Yeah. Okay, and real quick, before you continue, it's called Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal, yeah.
Twisted Metal.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Continue on. Sorry, I had to bring that up. We have a lot of similarities. That's why I'm interrupting. Because everything that you're saying, I'm like, dude, I played that. I had that. Yeah. I did that too. All right, sorry.
All good. So the next, I would say this was my second biggest game before Rocket League.
Okay.
Was Destiny.
Oh. Xbox
I
grinded, or?
PlayStation 4.
Okay.
I grinded the heck out of Destiny 1.
That was a fun game.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. Back in its glory days, man, like that game was unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Playing through like the Vault of Glass and Crota's End and getting through the tough raids with a team is so fun.
Yeah.
And when you finally get that Gjallarhorn, I don't know if you know what that is, the fabled Gjallarhorn,
Dude, I don't, I
that's.
played, yeah, see, I played Destiny, like, again, when it was first out, I played on Xbox One with, like, a whole bunch of buddies, but I don't remember it. Like, I don't remember that stuff, but I remember it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It was really grindy, but yeah, it was. I mean, it's Space Cowboys. Like, what's not to love about it?
Yeah, for real.
And then, yeah, I think what brought me away from Destiny was Rocket League. It went free to play, in like 2015 sometime on the PlayStation Store. And man, I still remember that night. Like, all of my friends, we all booted it up. We're like, "What the heck is this game? Like, what? This looks dumb." But we tried it, and that was the most fun I've ever had playing video games, I think, ever.
Really, the first time you popped it
All of
in, you
us.
guys couldn't hit anything?
Yeah, we couldn't hit the ball, we couldn't do anything. But that was the best part, because
It
we were
was.
so bad, right? That it was
Yeah.
just hilarious. And like, we would score the worst goal you've ever seen, and we're flipping out.
Yeah.
Everyone's screaming, laughing, have a good time, man. Oh. And then
Dude.
I was hooked.
Exactly. And
Couldn't
then
stop.
is it soon then in 2015 when you played it and you had such a good time where you're like, "Yo, I think I should actually grind this game," or did that come a bit later when you're like, "Maybe I'm actually kind of good at this?"
That came quite a bit later, actually. I was playing like really casually up until it went free to play, which was actually kind of recent.
Oh, really? Like for everyone, right? That you're talking like September, August, or sorry, September, October of last year, I think.
Yeah, somewhere around there. Like, I didn't take it seriously until then. I was pretty casual. I think I, like, back in the days when the ranks were different, I got to Rising Star, which was pretty cool. That
What
was
would
pretty
that,
hype.
what's that equivalent to now, roughly?
Oh, man.
Like, would do you, like, is that a higher skill gap?
I
Or
think
sorry, is
it'd
that
be
higher?
High Diamond.
Okay.
Because after Rising Star came Champ. But keep in mind, though, that like getting Champ back then was crazy compared to now.
Okay,
Like,
yeah.
the ranks have changed a lot recently, but yeah, I didn't like I took a lot of breaks from it and was on and off. Like, I stopped playing for like almost half a year at one point, before it went free to play. And then I heard that it was going free to play, and I was like, okay, I'm pretty good at this game already, and it's going to get really big now since it's going free to play, right?
Yeah.
I was like,
Yeah.
why not like hop back into it and crush some noobs, you know? Crush some
Exactly.
free to play noobs.
And then the Dunk
And
Master came back.
yeah, after that, like, I just relapsed hard on it
Yeah.
and just really committed to the grind, and here I am on Cryus Gaming.
Love to see it. No, that's cool. I love hearing those stories about like games you used to play as a kid and you know how you got into the game that you're really good at now, right? Like that's just those are always stories I like to hear. And I mean, I've only been playing the game for maybe 3 months or so, but it's just so much fun, dude. Like I don't want to go pro. Like I know like I could learn more mechanics, but I just have fun. I hop in some of these gold lobbies. You know, these kids suck. Like you just got to be a little smart about it, you know. I kind of always hit the ball, but I kind of know what's going on, so it's just fun. It's really great
It
stuff
is.
to mess around with, eh?
It's a really good time, and I think Rocket League really replaced that competitive aspect of sports for me. Like, I was
Yeah.
in a lot of teams growing up through high school, and obviously, in college, you can't. It's tough to do that,
Yeah.
and Rocket League really replaced that like competitive need for me.
And do you think it's also because Rocket League, I know with like a lot of people who either were into sports or even just from, you know, spectators, for an e-sport, it's really nice because it's soccer with rocket powered, you know, like it's easy to understand, but it's also like a game that you are familiar with. Let's score goals, let's make saves, let's pass the ball. Like it's pretty standard from a traditional sports aspect, you know?
And it's crazy because on like the surface, it looks so unbelievably simple.
So,
Like,
dude.
for people spectating, it's just like, oh,
Yeah.
like they're driving around hitting a ball, whatever. But the more you get into it, the more you realize how like advanced and technical the game can be.
Yeah.
And it's just like once you get at the higher levels, man,
It's insane,
it's
eh?
tough and it's insane, but it's so much fun when you're like popping off with your team, hitting nasty shots. Like, it's just
Yeah.
there's no feeling like it, honestly.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, I could be wrong until like maybe get to like the super high like SSL, you know. But if you hit some shots, has there been times where like you hit a shot and you're like, I'm probably never gonna be able to hit that again? Like, has that happened a few times where you're like, dude, the thing I just did, like, everything was perfect, and I don't know if I could do that again?
It definitely happens, or like, you know, when you just hit, I don't want to say lucky because
yeah,
there's always some skill involved, but you hit one shot that's just like, wait, like what?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, it's, there's definitely times where that happens for sure.
No, absolutely. But, what sports did you used to play then? Like, was it mostly team sports you were saying?
My main sport was football. And then I did track alongside that. And actually, when I was younger, I danced as well.
Nice.
And that's pretty much my main sports. I tried to get into hockey a little bit, but wasn't the biggest fan. So.
Yeah, what position did you play in football?
I was usually a running back, wide receiver, slot back.
So you're pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I'm not very big, but I'm fast. So,
well, nice. I used to be. Yeah.
Maybe not so much anymore, but back in the glory days.
You're pretty quick, hey?
Yeah.
Quick with it. Love to see that. No, that's awesome. I was going to ask something else about football, but it completely slipped my mind. I literally don't even remember what I was going to say. Oh, no, it was about track. What did you used to do in track then? Because you're pretty fast. Was it sprints and stuff mostly, or did you try other stuff?
Yeah, I did sprints and, like, medium-distant sprints.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, 100, 200, 400. And I jumped as well.
Long jump or?
Not to two, triple jump and long jump.
Okay.
Not high jump. I'm not very good at that. I'm not super tall.
The vertical's not there?
Yeah, it's not the best.
That's fair.
But not to toot my own horn, but like Pee-wee provincial long jump champion that you're talking to right now. So
okay. Hey, this is the play. Yeah. This is all about you. You gotta toot that horn, man. You gotta tell me all this stuff. What other badges are you hiding behind there? What other medals do you have?
Well, actually, for running, I did do the do a half marathon once.
Oh.
But honestly, I only did it once because I wanted to beat my dad.
That's fair.
And I did, so I retired from distance running.
Nice, that one and done, hey?
Yeah.
No, that's fair. Sometimes you got to do that. When you're up ahead, just, hey, take that W and retire.
Yeah.
Tell everyone what
we'll
you did.
We'll finish there.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, let's loop back to Rocket League a little bit. So you just kind of went pro, you could say. Like, I'm going to say pro, because to me,
like,
you guys are pros.
Semi.
Semi-pro. Okay, we'll say semi-pro. But, like, you took it more seriously, right? Only a few months ago. Was that kind of when the CECS, the Canadian Esports Championship, is that when that kind of started? Or how'd the timeline work for that?
Okay, so it went free to play.
Yes.
And I was back on the grind. And there was this, like, U of M tournament, like University of Manitoba.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for a team, and somehow I got into contact with Zuki and one of his friends. And we played in that. We almost won. But yeah, me and Zuki, we played really well together. And we were like, when we saw the CECS thing coming up and we looked for a third, we found Toonlonk. And yeah, we just joined that and started grinding as a team, and I mean, the rest is history, really.
Yeah, undefeated history. For those who didn't see this podcast I had with Zuki a couple episodes ago, these guys, as part of Team Cat Jam, were undefeated in the CECS, won the entire thing, and now we have the whole squad on the Cryos Gaming roster with the addition of P-Siffle, and now Toonlonk has moved to a sub/coach role. That's kind of, how does that
sir.
Probably feels pretty good for you though, hey, having like your team with you, like that must be kind of nice.
Yeah, it was really good to all move forward as a group. Like, I definitely wanted to keep Toonlonk as a part of the team, because I mean, we've definitely, you know, it's been a few months that we've been playing together now, so I think we've become pretty good friends and we really enjoy playing together, and yeah, so I'm super glad that we're all sticking together through this.
Yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
No, I agree. I think that'd be really great having, you know, your old squad together that you did really good things with. So clearly the chemistry's there, and it'll be good. And we're entering some leagues and stuff this summer. Do you have anything? I know that the Telus one, we were supposed to start it. That didn't really work out, but which one are you excited for? The Telus one or the Indie Gaming League or both?
I'm super excited for the Indie Gaming League. Just because, I mean, we just made the cut for Tier 1, which is Grand Champ 2 Plus. So it's going to be some tough games. Like, there's probably going to be quite a few SSL teams in there. And, you know, we're not going to, you know, go undefeated, obviously, like we did in the CECS, but it's going to be an amazing opportunity for us to learn and grow some chemistry together and see if we can really compete with, like, the top level players, you know? Like, SSL is, like, that's the apex, you know?
Yeah.
That's where everyone wants to be. So.
And we've even, in a few tournaments that you guys have already been in, you've played some SSL, especially in Intel World Open, you guys played some SSL teams and you kept it close. I think you even won a game or a few, didn't you?
Yeah, we took a game off of a full team of SSLs, which was super exciting. And I mean, obviously we can hang. Like, we're there. We have potential to play with the top.
Yeah.
Like, the top cheese, the top boys. And, you know, I think we just need to keep grinding together and get the chemistry up, and, like, we'll be a force to reckon with, for sure.
So what do you think, then, is, like, the biggest thing? Like, I know you already said chemistry. Do you think that's, like, the biggest thing that, as a team, to bring you guys to the next level? Is it individual mechanics? Is it, like, working with PCIFL as the new addition? Is it working, like, what is it to, like, bring you guys to, like, the next level to win these games?
So, once you get to Grand Champ, moving up from there, it really just comes down to the small things that separate us from the best players in SSL. Like, it's really small things. Basically, we need to, it sounds kind of dumb because obviously we need to do it, but we just need to play smarter and be more aware of what's happening and just look for each other as a team more, because team play is pretty much, It is very necessary to be able to compete with the top teams. And basically, one of our issues too that we have sometimes is making smart touches to keep possession, and again, looking for each other. Because one thing that's not always the best is just, you know, boom the ball back if we're panicking. And then we just literally pass the ball right back to them, right? So then they can keep the pressure on us and we're turtling in net. So that's definitely one thing that we need to do, is really work on our counterattack and look for each other more and make possession plays, I think.
Yeah.
Is definitely the biggest thing.
So when you get to those higher ranks, like you're saying, those little things that, like, the other teams do that just make them that much harder to play against, and what can bring you guys to that level, is what you're kind of saying, communication stuff, or it's like, everything they do is kind of just always good, in a sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense. They're always making plays where they're always safe. They're not just giving us the ball for free like sometimes we do. They'll always be at least close to the ball, making a 50-50 with someone ready behind them, and basically being ready for whatever happens. Which is not always easy to do when you're under a lot of pressure and kind of panicking on defense, right?
Yeah.
It's super easy to just see the opportunity to clear the ball and boom it to the other side, but that's not always the best play. Sometimes you gotta just dribble it, collect the ball, and go for a 50-50, slow it down, give the team some time to, you know, recoup. You know, regain from there, but those are the biggest things, I would say, for sure.
No, that's fair. I mean, that stuff's always interesting me, especially even watching you guys play. Like, you've played with PCIFL now. He's been on the roster with you, you and Zuki for a little bit now, so I feel like you guys are getting that chemistry built up even more. Like, you're getting better as you go, and I'm really excited to see what you guys do. Because now here's a question. This is gonna be a hard hitting question, okay? Since you went, and this is actually, I'm gonna be serious, this is actually a hard hitting question. Well, it might be, or it might be an easy answer. I don't know. when you guys were in the CECS and you went undefeated, right? Does that mentality make you guys almost think that you have to practice less against these other teams because you went undefeated? Like, does that get to your head? Where you're like, oh, it's kind of easy. Like, we'll just hop on and play. Or, like, now that you played some higher teams, are you like, hey, we got to actually, like, focus. Like, it's not always going to be undefeated. Does that make sense? Is that competition easier, or is it just this is like the next level sort of thing?
I think as a team, we're always looking forward and looking to get to the next level. Like, I think after that, we just started to grind more because we knew we had potential to be really good together. So we started playing even more together. CECS was a really good learning opportunity. And there were some really good teams in there. But, you know, there were no SSLs.
Okay.
I think pretty much we were the highest ranked team in there. And I don't mean any disrespect to anyone else at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, there were no SSLs in there that were just, you know, clearly better than us. Mm-hmm. All of the games were either really close, or a bit of a blowout.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't mean any disrespect, but we knew that going forward there would be some really tough teams that we'd be playing against, especially in, like, you know, IWO and stuff like that. And we knew that we still really need to put in the hours. So, I mean, winning that was definitely a huge confidence booster, and it was amazing, and it feels really good. And I mean, we have our prizes coming in the mail right away, so that's pretty exciting.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But after that, again, we saw it as, all right, I think we have some good potential together and we can get to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one of the last topics that I want to talk about before I let you go is streaming, okay? Because you, when we kind of, like, I guess signed you guys in a sense, I mean, we haven't done anything official yet, but, you know, you're on the team, right? I just like to say signed. Yeah. It sounds more professional. When you guys join the team, we kind of, like, Alex and I, obviously, we have, you know, background in media and doing broadcasting, like, streaming is, like, what we like to do. Did you really do streaming before, or did you kind of, like, get into this and you're like, you know what, maybe I will give it a go? And then you went very quickly from, like, setting up your Twitch to getting a cam to getting alerts to getting affiliate in, like, a week. You want to go into that a little bit?
Yeah, so, I mean, before joining the team, I didn't stream or do anything at all related to, like, you know, I guess, like, making my brand and whatnot. And yeah, once I joined the team, I was like, oh, I guess I'll give it a shot. Like, to be honest, I had pretty bad internet before joining the team. And I mean, I have a decent computer, but it's not anything crazy. So I wasn't really sure if it could handle it. So I never really just took the dive. It didn't really interest me too much. But once I joined in, I was like, yeah, I'll give it a go. Why not? And yeah, it's been popping off lately. It's awesome. It, like you said, I got affiliate in like a week, got my stream all set up, got a cam looking a little more professional. I think still got a little bit of work to do, but it'll get there.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it's so much fun. I love it. It's, if I'm going to be honest, it really helps with my mentality playing. Because obviously, you know, when I'm on stream, no one wants to watch me rage.
Oh, yeah.
The other team where, like, when I'm making mistakes, get, you know, I get frustrated with myself sometimes because I'm my harshest critic. And being on stream really forces me to keep, like, a positive mentality towards the game, which is really good. I enjoy that part. And just being able to connect and, you know, talk to people. It really helps that I'm part of the amazing, like, Rocket League Manitoba community. We have a big Discord server and there's lots of people in there, lots of connections in there that are really good. And all of my friends are super supportive. And it also helps that P Siffle is quite the streamer himself.
Yes. He's got,
he's got like 3,000 followers or something crazy like that. Like,
I
the
know.
Dude's nuts. The
yeah.
dude's insane.
It is crazy.
Like, I gotta learn from him.
Yeah.
So
no, that's very impressive stuff. No, I agree too. Like, I think that's why streaming is really cool. And I mean, I like it because when you guys are streaming, I just like to hop in, I'm moderating if anything's going on, or just watching, we're just chatting, I have it up in the background lurking, you know. And even for when you guys are doing some tournaments, I think it was one of your first streams. You had, like, your stream is popping, dude. I think it was the first round of the Intel World Open.
In the Intel World Open, I think it was, I don't know what happened, but at one point I had like 27 viewers.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
How? Like, dude, you were consistently over like 10, 15 viewers like the whole entire time.
Yeah, it was nuts. I mean, I haven't had that kind of viewership lately, but yeah, I honestly don't know how that happened, but
I don't know.
Obviously,
either.
I'm not complaining.
No, for
that
sure.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a good way to start it, but I mean, then you got to keep in mind that it'll take a bit to like, build up like a solid base. And I mean, you're already affiliate, which is great. You have some alerts. You set up your, and that's why I brought it up because you literally first streamed for like a couple of days. Then all of a sudden, I popped on the stream and it was Gary Faceview. I was like, wait, what? I was like, we got a cam all of a sudden. And the next thing you know, there's alerts and stuff and like sound bit, and I'm like, what's going on? And then you're affiliate, like day after day. It was insane. So I respect the grind. And
it grew a lot quicker than I was expecting, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, it's great because that's what helps you guys build your brands, right? Like, you guys they're streaming, people are there to see you play. And I like watching it too because I get to see a POV that is much better from mine. And even just going back to the skill gap, you could say, is when I watch you guys play, and I'll see you do a simple thing, right? You got the ball is getting lobbed into your end, so you guys go up the wall and you just like hit it off, right? You know what I'm talking about? I see that, I'm like, oh, word, that's easy. I go, and dude, I can't even even tell what's going on.
Dude, it is the same thing when I watch pros. I watch pros, really? And I'm like, oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, like, everything makes sense. I could 100%, I'll do that. And then, you know, obviously in game, it's not quite like that. So I know how you feel. I really know how you feel.
Thank you. I guess the difference is you're talking about double flip reset, crazy things, and I'm sitting here saying I can't hit the ball off the wall.
Well, the thing is, the pros and playing in like RLCS, they make the game look so easy. It's so seamless, right?
Oh yeah.
So you watch them and it's just like, oh yeah, that was simple. But it's really not. It's really not.
Is that more of like an individual player thing for them, or is it more of like because they're a unit as a team, like all of them are that high? Like, when you do, you know what I mean? Like, when you're watching, is it like because each player is so good at it, or is it because they play together so well that you're like, it makes it look easy when you're watching?
It's a combination of both. Okay. For sure. Because having a good team that's always in good positions to help you out makes the game so much easier, because you don't have to worry about messing up what you're going to do, and you're not going to be second guessing your challenges and everything. So it's a lot easier to play confidently.
That makes sense, though, for sure.
Whereas, well, for example, when I'm solo queuing, I watch back my stream sometimes, like, man, I look like garbage when I'm playing. But it's because I'm solo queuing and I have no idea what my teammates are going to do.
Yeah.
So I'm second guessing myself and I'm hesitating and making big whiffs because I can't play confidently, right? Yeah. So yeah, having a good team to support you is huge. But also it does come down to the individual's mechanics and game sense and positioning. So yeah, it's definitely a combination of both.
Do you have like a pro team or any of the pros that like specifically that you like to watch, or that you have, you would say is like a favorite of yours? Who's in the RLCS?
Yeah, I like to watch Garrett G a lot, which is funny because my name's Garrett.
I was gonna say.
I mean, I guess it's, I got into watching him because, you know, we have the same name. But he's a really smart player, and he's pretty mechanical sometimes too. So he's a lot of fun to watch.
And he's Energy, right? He's part of them.
Yeah. He's with Squishy and Justin on Energy. Those guys are just cracked out of their mind.
You know what Sorry, you finish your thought.
I was just going to say, like, they're disgusting together. All of them are nuts.
Yeah, and you know that one, well, obviously, the This Is Rocket League, when Justin scores that goal?
I think so, yeah.
It's like, it was a few years ago, and I only know it just because I was searching for like Rocket League stuff. But anyways, he scored like a goal to send it to overtime. They didn't end up winning, but it was still crazy. He was 15 when that happened. Dude. He's cracked at 15, bro.
Man, some of these pro players are so young, and it blows my mind. Like,
yeah, I can't even
understand
that.
Man, it, like, to be honest, it kind of like pisses me off sometimes, because I'm like, man, he's 15 years old and he's so much better than me.
Okay, so now we're just gonna act like I didn't have to stop recording for 5 minutes to make sure Streamlabs is working, because it crashed. We're talking about Rocket League. Everything was going great. Now a little bit about Cryus. If you could have one sponsor, do you have anything out of sponsorship sponsors that you think would be really cool?
I mean, obviously right now, any sponsor at all would be pretty sick.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, like I'd take anything, but I mean, one thing in mind, I don't know, something like related to electronics, so I could get like, you know, equipment. That'd be pretty
Yeah.
sweet.
I think
I
gaming
don't know,
chairs,
like,
dude. I don't know.
yeah, I get a nice gaming chair.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah, anything really, like, I don't know. Send me a GPU, man.
Seriously, that's sick.
Nvidia, if you're listening, Nvidia, sponsor us. Send me a 3080 Ti, please, and
Yeah, and
thank
if you
you.
want, even sponsor Gary specifically, do a brand partnership with him, and then come sponsor Cryus as a whole, so then he gets to double dip a little bit. Could you imagine?
Yeah,
That'd
I
be sick.
mean, I don't think we're asking too much,
We're not
but
asking that
you
much. We're just asking
know.
for 15% of your company. You know?
Yeah.
Easy stuff. No, I think that's what we call. I mean, I'm assuming, dude, I see this is all new, right? So I don't know what the first ones are gonna be. Down the line, obviously, because when I had my meeting with one of the guys from Energy, that he was does partnerships and stuff, and he was saying like we're just like simply not big enough yet, which obviously, like, I'm not gonna run out to a brand and be like, yo, we have 20 followers on Twitter, like let's work something out, you know? So once we build it up, we'll get something. But I'm assuming it's probably gonna be an energy drink or G Fuel or, you know, something like that that's pretty standard. And we'll
I mean,
build
hey,
up
you
from
know what?
there.
I would take some G Fuel.
Yeah, exactly. You'd take a Dasani water too, wouldn't you?
I would take anything, man. Hey, hydration is
Exactly.
key.
Hydration is
Hydration
key.
is key.
Exactly. Put it in this stream. You know, you got a fancy water bottle, and you're saying exactly what water's in there. You can see it on cam. There's your plug right there. Easy.
Put the perfect, like, ice cold Dasani on a
Oh,
pedestal behind me.
it's just rotating. There's a spotlight on it. Dasani cam. Somebody pays, donates it. You know, and it switches to that cam for 5 seconds. Could you imagine?
I
That's
mean,
funny.
hey, I would take it. I would do
Yeah,
it.
I would too. Okay, with that, I think we're gonna wrap it up. Do you have anything else you want to add? Anything you're dying, burning inside that you gotta say?
No, I think we covered pretty much all the topics tonight. It was
Sweet.
a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. Thank you for hopping on the pod. You're natural at this. You're doing good. I'm surprised you
Absolutely.
didn't do stream anything before, man, because you got some good flow, you know what I mean? Like, you can kind of tell when somebody's got some flow to like
Nice,
the
nice. Thank
performance
you,
in a
sir.
sense. So
Thank you.
yeah,
Yeah, it
appreciate you
was
coming on.
absolute pleasure.
Sweet. All right, we'll get some practice in. We got some big games coming up later this week with the TELUS Esports series, which will be streamed live on not only your Twitch at Gary_RocketLeague or RL, sorry, twitch.tv/Gary_RL. Also on the Cryus Gaming Twitch, we're gonna be putting on another show. So you can check it out in a variety of places. And yeah, I'll let you get to it. Thanks for hopping on.
Awesome. About to hop on that grind. Yeah, thanks again.
Yeah, no worries.